Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Until a few minutes ago, I was dancing with a rather horrible man who said he was an insurance investigator or something, trying to locate the £1,800 of Uncle Tressida's embezzled money they haven't been able to account for. What he's doing at Benny Puller's party, I can't imagine. But he told me a complicated story about Hattie Palmer. And if it's right, Hattie's been lying to Uncle Tressida and me. All the very thought makes me shudder. I had to talk to Jeff immediately. So we're out in Benny Puller's garden by the swimming pool.
You say Hooper told you all this, Marcia?
Yes. He said it was impossible. You remember, or didn't you know?
I knew.
Harry was suspended, and he had to give an account of himself for that one day. He said he'd been up to Mount Greenbrier by train, and Angela Tennant said she'd seen him there.
And it was impossible. There weren't any trains available.
No. Oh, Jeff.
Now, don't you start that, "Oh, Jeff, what have I been wrong" act of yours again. I've done it about 3 times already. Each time, Palmer's come to life with a lot of tripe. Actually, Marcia, I shouldn't be standing here listening to you now.
But it's so appalling. Palmer's lied about the trip to Mount Greenbrier.
We can't do anything about it now, Marcia. Let's get inside. We'll have to wait till the morning. If I were in your shoes, I'd make sure of Palmer once and for all. Get a timetable and look up the trains. Then hold it in your hand and ask your chum just how he went there.
I say, Jeff, are you out here? Jeff?
Here, Stella, by the swimming pool.
Doing out here?
Oh, need I ask? I hope I'm not butting in, but Benny's looking for you.
We were coming in anyway.
Jeff, your tie's crooked. Here, get your hands away. I'll fix it. There. Now let me look. Now put your head down. That's right. You'll have to take the lipstick off, darling. Sorry to keep you waiting, Stella.
Not at all. If you like, I'll tell Benny you want to stay out here necking all night. I won't wait.
What was the idea, Marcia? Was that for my benefit or Stella's?
Stella was there to see you, wasn't she? Come along, let's go inside.
The first chance I've had since dinner, Benny. And I meant what I said just before. I think asking Marcia here without telling Jeff or me was mean and beastly, and I hate you for it.
The more they get together, the more you dislike me.
I said hate you. I've racked my brains ever since the day you gave Jeff the job. I couldn't see rhyme or reason in it, but I do now. Jeff was going away. I said I'd marry you if Jeff stuck to his wife. So you turned round and made sure Jeff Pilgrim stayed here. I'm right, aren't I?
Sure.
And this man Hooper. You've had him scouting round, spying on Palmer and Angela Tennant, so you could clear Jeff Pilgrim. And he and Marcia had lived happily ever after. You...
Have a glass of punch.
Only you had to keep it all a secret from everybody, even me. If you'd told Tressida Bendigo why you'd given Jeff a job and were trying to convict Palmer, there'd always have been the chance Palmer would find out from Marcia. You couldn't even tell Jeff why you'd given him his job, just to keep him around.
You're putting this together very well, Stella. Nice going.
Well, Jeff's not back with his wife yet. Not by a long chalk.
I thought I saw traces of lipstick on his collar when you came in from the garden.
That kiss wasn't for Jeff's benefit. It was for mine.
You'll excuse me for laughing at that.
All right, count your chickens. But don't take a poor view. I pull a trick or two out of the hat myself.
Okay, you're honest, my dear. I'm a sporting man. I'll give you 50 to 1.
I'd take evens.
We're neglecting our guests, Stella. This could go on all night.
It'll go on longer than tonight, Benny. Because I don't think you'll ever get anything on Palmer. But I will. And I'd like to see Marcia Pilgrim hang on to her husband after that. Will you open the door for me, please?
Well, good night. Good night, Green. Good night, Francie.
Hey, see you at the weekend. Just a jiff. I'm coming out for your car.
You're off too, dear.
Seeing Marcia home, I take it.
We're more or less going the same way.
Well, good night. We'll see you next week. Good night, Marcia.
And I'm very glad you came, my dear.
Oh, here's Stella.
See you bright and early Monday morning, Jeff?
Of course.
Good night, sweetheart. Are your ties still crooked? But I don't need that for an excuse. Goodbye, Marcia. I've adored seeing you.
Oh.
There you are, Benny. Now, do you see what I mean?
I'd much rather you didn't speak to me after that, Jeff. And you can drop me off at the first taxi rank you come to.
Well, suits me, Marcia. You think I'm going to eat humble pie just because I was kissed goodnight in front of you by Stella Bronson?
I don't want to hear a word.
Well, listen to this. She kisses very nicely. And she refused from first to last to think I was a crook.
Look, there's the rank. Stop here, will you?
Certainly. Have you any money?
If I haven't, I'll walk and like it. I don't know when I'll see you again, because I'm going away.
I hope you have a pleasant trip. Good night.
Good night. The beast. He actually did leave me here. The beast!
There's no sense in driving about all night, Angela. At least we can't be overheard here.
Thank heaven for that. If only we knew who it was spying on us the other night. You keep saying it must be Benny Poore after us, but why?
Simply by elimination. Who else? If it had been Jeff, you'd have known when you saw him at his flat. And couldn't possibly be Bendigo.
It might be.
Tressiter Bendigo wouldn't give me the run of his house and let me rush about with Marcia if he had a private detective after us at the same time. No, I tell you, it must be Puller.
Well, I've been over and over our position. And the only weakness is the story we made up on the spur of the moment about me seeing you at Mount Greenbrier. That's weak.
Well, how can we strengthen it?
I don't know. No one could actually do anything to you if they discovered you hadn't been there. They'd say, why did he lie? And it could cost you your job and your prospects with Marcia.
Yes, and you, your Rakoff.
Yes, that's what I've been thinking.
If the worst comes to the worst and I do get the sack, I hope I can come to you for some of that $1,700 I paid you.
Oh, don't be silly, dear boy.
Didn't you just say you'd stick to the lot?
Well, whose is it? If I hadn't come to your rescue, you'd be doing time this minute.
You cold-hearted squaw. You greedy, heartless...
Are we going to have name-calling? I could find better creatures than you under any Whitlog. And it seems to me you don't quite realize your position. Harry, dear boy, if you can't marry Marcia, what are you worth? A few hundred in the bank and a few pounds a week. I thought you were bright.
So, you'd still sell out to Jeff Pilgrim, hmm?
Why, of course. What could be simpler?
And I thought I was lucky when Millie Moffat fell under that taxi.
Well, if it'll gee you up at all, I won't peddle you to the Bendigos till I absolutely have to. As I'd look kind of odd myself. So don't lose heart altogether, darling.
Angela.
Hmm?
We're shocking fools, really. We're running from shadows and calling each other names and making threats, and for what? We're both in the same boat.
And we're going to share the same gravy. Look, I'll tell you what. There's a bottle of something behind the seat. Why don't we go up to your place and have a nightcap, hmm?
Why not yours?
Well, I've nothing to go with it.
Oh, well, you'll have to drive me home anyway. What about the private eye?
He's seen me come and go several times already. One more won't make any difference. The damage, if any, is done.
Well, okay then. Let's go. What will you have with it? Dry ginger or lime juice?
Lime juice, thanks.
Devil, she keep it. See if I bring it in here somewhere. Only she'd give me time.
Angela! Look, I wish you'd mix up one of those special, what do you call it, of yours?
Do you mean the ones with lemon and a dash of bitters?
Yes, that's right. Here's a drawer I hadn't noticed. Not locked either. Got it. This is what I'm after. This is it.
Where are you, Harry? What are you doing? Said you could... What's that you've got?
I'm holding it up for you to see, Angela. It's your diary. Your so frank and revealing diary.
Give it to me, Palmer. That's mine. Give it to me.
So you'd peddle me to the Bendigos, would you? You'd sell me to Jeff Pilgrim, would you? I wonder what's in here that you wouldn't like anyone to know but yourself. Maybe a little mention of blackmail, eh? Come along, Angela. Don't look so miserable. I thought we were going to have a drink. Angela's concern now, it's checkmate. With this diary, if she gives me away, I can do the same for her, for blackmail. Maybe if I work this for all it's worth, maybe I'll do them all in the eye yet.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.